Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
Good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy wide. We already worked this out. I need to get this right. Yes. Border to border, coast to coast, and solar system wide.
Yes.
Your home of common sense technology. You can join us here live at 800. Excuse me. Let me get that right, too. Let me redo that as well. What did I call the show? Is this Computer Talk with Dave Mason, or is this...
I don't know who you are.
The Michael Savage Show.
What's going on, man? You little discombobulated?
866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. Well, to be quite honest with you.
What?
When I woke up this morning,
mm-hmm.
I did not want to do a show.
Well, you know what? I still don't. No, I'm just kidding. No, you know what's happening now? And to be honest, on another level?
Yes.
So the listeners know what's happening in our in Dr. Dave and Evil Steve's world right now at this point?
Yeah.
We're having some issues with the bunker AC cooling unit. So we may be a little...
Sweaty.
Sweaty and short with people and a little snippy. Because it's going to get warm in here real quick. But hey, it's a bunker. We're used to being the soldiers.
Absolutely.
Of high-tech technology.
High-tech technology.
No matter what happens.
And low-tech technology.
We go through.
And neck technology.
We push through. We push through the pain to get you the highest level of excellence in technology. Radio show. In the world and galaxy.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
Are in our galaxy.
Robert said.
We're in our galaxy. We are partially.
But we don't know if it's the highest tech technology in the whole galaxy, because not the whole galaxy has heard the show. But we haven't heard the whole galaxy's shows. There are other aliens out there.
That's true. But our signal has neared the nearest star. To us, which is good. What was it called again? Siri? No, what was it?
Cortana,
yes, that's the one.
It's the Microsoft Star.
Anyway, what's the phone number and all that?
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Any questions or comments on computers or the internet or the mobile phone or any of them programmable softwares or any of that other stuff you're dealing with? One of the things that's come up this week a few times... is printers. We'll talk about printers a little bit.
Yeah.
There's some important things that you need to know about printers.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about those as well. You know, it goes back to that thing where people, I just cleaned it. I cleaned it before I walked in. It's polished.
What happened to your stainless steel spoons, man? What
no,
are you
no,
giving
no,
me?
No.
What the heck?
Not for your use. You know, people ask me, how do you prepare for the show? A big part of how I prepare for the show is I just live my life throughout the week. And as a highly paid, in-demand technology consultant, issues come up. You know, and it's interesting how pertinent they are to people. You know, I find if I get two or three questions or two or three incidents in a week, that means that there's a whole bunch of people out there that are wrestling with the same thing. Interesting how it works. 866-821-8255, as you heard, I'm here with the massively muscular Coldstone Evil Steve at my side.
Evil Steve.
Come here, I'm gonna eat
you. He continues to grow larger and larger. He eats too much of Tokyo Bay's content.
What do you mean?
He eats everything in sight.
It shouldn't be able to eat all of that. Something should be done. Look at what? That monster's so huge.
And me? I'm my computer's user, and your host, Dr. Dave.
I'm chop, 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 chop with all of my might.
Yeah! What did we talk about first? Tons of stuff. Big Google I.O. conference with a lot of things to get into. And I tell you, I don't know. I really struggle with... Huh?
Why aren't we connected to what really matters?
What?
Turn your thing off, man.
Don't you hate that? You go to a website... And they automatically put videos on. Mm-hmm. Boy, you know, maybe that's what we'll start with. Have you noticed? It seemed like the late 90s, early 2000s, there was a horrid increase in the aggressiveness and disruptiveness of online advertising. And then it kind of got reasonable for probably, I don't know, since like 2005. I mean, always exceptions, but in general. But have you noticed in the last year or two, sites just getting... I'll tell you, one of the worst. I'm a big fan of Glenn Beck. I actually pay him money. I don't pay a lot of people money. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed his advertising?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's so bad you can't get anywhere. It pops up, pops up, pops up, pops up. And you're like trying to click to get rid of it. You end up popping up another one. It's like a, you know, it's like a porn site from 2001. Yeah. I've actually complained to them. I actually sent them an email. Said, "Look, I'm a huge supporter. I pay you money for services I don't even really do. Mm-hmm. I just pay because I want to support you guys. Because I do think, in terms of his general vision, it is the future, and he's the guy. To me, you look at all." The internet companies, all the media companies, he's the guy who said, okay, we are going all in. Dive in head first. Nobody else has got the guts to do it because they don't know how it's going to wash out. They want to wait to see how it washes out before they fully commit. He's creating. Mm-hmm. Because he just dove in head first. I really have a lot of respect for that. It's a tremendous risk. And he will either be... a freaking media internet genius or a complete fool.
Well, and I think maybe this internet or this advertising faux pas that you've encountered, he will learn about. I'm sure you're not the only one.
Oh,
and
it's
he's probably going to start, doing
bad.
Something to change it.
It's bad. I mean, I understand. Well, here's the thing. To me, to advertise to the point where it's a big negative, not just slightly like, oh, shoot, I wish they didn't do that, but like, holy crap, I can't use the freaking site. Mm-hmm. When you're advertising to that point, that cannot be positive. Can't be. It's not possible for that to be positive. I mean, for one thing, the only people that stick around to endure that are the idiots, the people that aren't going to buy anyway, right? We'll be back with more after this.
2.2 trillion listeners galaxy-wide. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.